Welcome to ConnieMack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting third. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Stone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lersch. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Barry Lersch. And now, play ball. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lersch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sutherland for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money juggles the ball. That's an error on Money. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bateman. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Bateman steals second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Barry Lersch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lersch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. McCarver reaches third base with a triple. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Phillies. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Money trying to get to third. Day throws the ball into Bailey, who tags Money for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Barry Lersch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lersch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lersch hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCarver. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Wine applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies won, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a line drive into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Lersch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lersch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lersch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones pinch hits for Carl Morton. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Jones moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutherland bunts towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Gosger moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub is walked intentionally. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lersch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips pinch runs for John Bateman. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Wine reaches second base with a double. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's Expos, 1, Phillies, 1. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Dick Selman now pitching. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 4 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Ron Brand now catching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 3 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selma strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCarver. The throw from Brand and he is safe. McCarver steals second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.